This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A small eruption was detected Saturday at a volcano in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, but was not believed to threaten any uninhabited areas, the government said. The eruption at Mount Nyiragira comes a week after the nearby Mount Nyiragongo erupted, killing at least 31 people and forcing hundreds of thousands to flee their homes. Nyiragira lies around 25 kilometers or 16 miles north of Goma, a city of about 2 million people, but Mount Nyiragongo stands between them, creating a natural barrier. Nyiragongo's eruption last Saturday sent a wall of lava rushing toward Goma before stopping shortly outside the city limits. Hundreds of thousands of people fled their homes in the aftermath and in response to warnings of a possible second eruption this week. A coronavirus surge sweeping through Thailand's prisons has thrown the spotlight on the kingdom's overcrowded penal system, where some inmates say they have less space to sleep than the inside of a coffin. Authorities claim as of Saturday, almost 25,000 people have tested positive inside jails, where inmates have been encouraged to keep wearing their masks even while they sleep. Officials have floated plans to give early releases to prisoners with underlying medical conditions and have announced funding for more testing and medical care in recent days. But former inmates say those behind bars have been kept in dark about the seriousness of the outbreak. Infections in Thai prisons has skyrocketed from just 10 publicly announced cases a month ago to nearly 25,000 on Saturday. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The head of a Belarusian national airline, Belavia, on Saturday condemned as, quote, despicable the decision by numerous EU countries to impose airspace restrictions on the carrier following the forced landing of a passenger jet in Minsk. Most of Belarus's neighbors and many other European nations have banned Belavia flights in response to last Sunday's forced landing of a Ryanair jet en route to Lithuania from Greece and the arrest of a dissident journalist on board. The EU has proposed closing its airspace to state-owned Belavia and stopping it from landing at EU airports. Belavia's director wrote on Facebook Saturday such steps amount to sanctions on the carrier, which he described as innocent. The director says there may be some guilty parties, but Belavia is definitely not among them. Belarus has said it was responding to a bomb threat when it scrambled a fighter plane to escort the Ryanair jet down, and authorities in Minsk then arrested Roman Protasevich, a blogger and critic of President Alexander Lukashenko and his girlfriend. European leaders have accused Belarus of state-sponsored air piracy. The White House says it believes U.S. government agencies largely fended off the latest cyber espionage onslaught blamed on Russia intelligence operatives, saying the spear phishing campaign should not further damage relations with Moscow ahead of next month's planned presidential summit. Officials downplayed the cyber assault as basic phishing. Microsoft, which disclosed the effort, said it believed most of the hacking attempts had been blocked by automated systems that marked them as spam. Even so, the revelation of a new spy campaign so close to the planned June 16 summit likely adds to the urgency of White House efforts to confront the Kremlin over aggressive cyber activity that criminal indictments and diplomatic sanctions have done little to deter. The U.S. government has blocked imports of seafood from the fleet of a Chinese company that authorities say forced crew members to work in slave-like conditions. Customs and Border Protection said Friday it will place an immediate hold on imports linked to more than 30 vessels operated by Dalian Ocean Fishing under a U.S. law that bars goods suspected to have been produced with forced labor. It's the first time the U.S. has sought to block imports from a company's entire fishing fleet, and it's a sign that the CPB's investigation found evidence of widespread abuse on Dalian vessels around the world. The company had no immediate comment. And NASA has released a stunning new picture of our galaxy's violent, super-energized downtown. It's a composite of hundreds of images taken over the past two decades. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.